Graham Beek, Scantoon.
Well, he's in good form. I'm sure he'll give a good sight.
So which one's your best, Graham?
Scantoon.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Scantoon in front of Orleans, rocking the favourites. Too good for them. Scantoon rockets to victory.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. Let's get to Jimmy Dalton from Geelong. We're racing down there today, Whitey.
We are indeed. Good morning to you, James Dalton.
Morning, Whitey. Half, how are you?
Good, buddy.
What have we got today?
We've got a soft 7, penetrometer 5.97. We're just coming off that big rainfall event about 8-9 days ago. So there's moisture that stayed in the track. We've pushed the rail out to 3 metres from a couple of weeks ago from the true position. So we do have a little bit of wear and tear around, which is common for winter racing. But all in all, it presents really well. I'm looking forward to a good day.
Excellent. Are you going to the footy tonight?
I did. I snaffled a ticket. I'm a Doggies member, so I'm looking forward to it.
Very nice.
What about using his power and presence down there to get one of the 200 tickets for Doggies?
That's right.
Great work, Jimmy. Great work.
How did you manage that? Did you say you were the track manager at Geelong, or was it because of your sporting exploits?
I just walked on at 3 o'clock like every other battler, and I snaffled one. It was quite easy, actually.
My understanding is you've got a direct line to that ticket access point because you are the main man. Good luck to you, buddy. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, boys.
James Dalton there, track manager at Geelong. John McArdle is one of our all-time favourites. In fact, there's a statue being built of this man as we speak on the early mail. He's back again. John, good morning.
I hope you got plenty of bronze if you're doing a
statue. Well, yes, it has been budgeted for at the moment, but we'll see what we can do. See if we can cut a corner here or there, Johnny. No corners cutting for you today with your runners, please. We need a winner. Race 2, number 2, Ferrin's Lock. Yeah, probably won't be that one.
I would be very surprised. She hasn't shown us a huge amount so far. We'll take her to the races today and see what she does. But, she's probably limited. She'll jump and try and settle her in the front half of the field. But, she's probably not the more favoured one.
So she's a little Superboy 2-year-old getting a first crack in the same race. Grey at the Ready, number 5, is getting a crack in the slow bloodstock colours. A better than Ready grey filly, like a little grey filly. How's she going to go?
She's done everything right so far. She's a nice filly. She's closely related to Fabergino.
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't mind some of her ability. She goes nicely. We don't know about the wet track. Jamie said to me the other morning, he said, "She's grey, mate. They all handle it." I said, "Thanks for the moz. She'll be the only grey horse in the world that doesn't handle wet ground." So you can tell the punters that if she doesn't handle the wet ground, you can blame the jockey for that.
Well, we'll blame them anyway. It's what we like to do as punters. It's always the jockey's fault. So that's race 2, number 5, great. They're ready, the debutantes and the 2-year-old. And then you got race 4, number 11, Jens, who's had a pretty good campaign, still trying to break the maiden status, but has had a couple of seconds in the last couple of starts, not far off.
Yeah, she's had no luck. She had no luck again last start. She's busting to break her maiden, this mare, this filly, and, she gets her chance today. With even luck, she should be right in the firing line. So, again, not 100% sure on the rain-affected ground, but we're hoping that she handles it. If she does, she should be very competitive.
Right. And what about Donald tomorrow? You've got 2 tomorrow at Donald. Cultural Icon in race 1 and Tom the Man in race 6. Can either of those win?
Cultural Icon has trialled okay. If there's a genuine, reasonable horse in the race, then it'll have him covered. Timely Manor, I just haven't decided whether he's going or not yet. He may go to Wangaratta on Monday or Pakenham on Tuesday.
Righto. So what's your best today then?
Look, you'd think it'd be Jens, but I do like the 2-year-old Grey at the Ready.
Righto, Grey at the Ready. So I'm going to take that one because Jens is a bit short, 310.
I think we should take both.
Oh, we'll take both, righto. Yep, we've got some cash in the bank. We've got cash in the bank, Johnny. It's because people like you that we've got cash in the bank. So we'll back them both. Race 2, number 5, and race 4, number 11 today at Geelong for the great John McArdle, statue-worthy member of the Hall of Fame. Thank you, mate.
Thanks. No dramas at all, boys.
All the best. Johnny McArdle with us.
Just very, very quickly, Naomi Osaka is out of Wimbledon, but she will play in the Olympics. Rafa Nadal is out of Wimbledon and the Olympics.
Yes.
So that's a bit of a setback. Henley and Cabrera Bello lead the golf at 3 under. Molinari and Koepka Just a shot also back, also Schauffele up there. A lot of the big names are actually playing in the afternoon.
They are.
Play was delayed because of fog. Oh, so as a result of that, there'll be golf right through at about 1 o'clock this afternoon, I reckon.
Fantastic. It's good for vision. We like that sort of stuff. Quinny will give us more on that in the 8 o'clock update. But after the news.
After the what?
I was going to say the break.
the bruise.
The break in the news was the bruise. The break, all the news, Johnny Bowden with all the latest.